It is important for Christians to forgive. It is not optional. Sometimes it's difficult for children to forgive those who have offended them. Children quarrel, hold grudges, and seek revenge just like adults do. And like adults, children need to forgive. You might hear people say, "Oh, don't worry, children are so forgiving." This can sometimes be true of very young children, but older children and teens often experience quite a bit of difficulty overlooking offenses and letting them go. Jesus said, "Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you," Matthew 5:44. Since Jesus has advised us to pray for those who hate and harm us, it comes as no surprise to learn that he prayed for God to forgive those who were crucifying him. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. But Jesus was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Luke 23:33-34. You may be tempted to think that Jesus could forgive only because he was the perfect Son of God, and he knew, after all, that it was his Father's will that he die on the cross. If so, you might assume that you will be excused for not being able to love your enemies and not forgiving them. But in truth, Jesus gave a command and then set an example for you to follow. Forgiveness is not an option, a higher calling for only the most dedicated, holiest saints. It is the very heart of Jesus' message, and every Christian can and should practice it. This includes your children. They also need to pray and forgive those who offend them. One main reason is that forgiveness brings peace and healing to their own souls. It draws them close to God's heart and ensures that they will be forgiven as well. The reverse is also true. Jesus said, "If you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Matthew 6:15. The best way to teach these principles to your children is, first of all, to believe them and put them into practice in your own life so your children can learn by your example. This may or may not come easily to you. If it doesn't, then before praying for your children to practice forgiveness, you need to pray for God to work in your own heart. It is difficult enough to find opportunities to teach biblical truths that you believe your kids must learn, but it's nearly impossible to teach things that you don't feel are relevant or important. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." People often pride themselves on being tough and a little rough around the edges. They can accept the need to be polite to others because it simply shows good manners. People can be kind even in public, even if it is just an act, when they are actually seething with resentment inside. But it is very difficult to fake being tenderhearted. Many people don't want to be that way. It seems weak, but God himself is tender-hearted toward us, and Jesus was a man with a tender heart. Peter commands, "Love as brothers, be tender-hearted," 1 Peter 3:8. All that to say this: to truly forgive others, you must first have a tender heart, because a man must from his heart forgive his brother his trespasses, Matthew 18:35. If you live out these principles and your children have repeated occasions to hear you praying to forgive someone who has wronged you, they will readily learn from your example. Father in heaven, help me to be kind. Help me to be tender-hearted. Help me recognize this as a sign of strength, and let my heart be tender so that I will have compassion on others and forgive them. Please fill my children's hearts with the same kindness, tenderness, and compassion. Help them fully grasp why it is so important to forgive others. Help them avoid striking out in revenge, even during times when it is necessary to seek justice or right a wrong. Give me the wisdom and love to guide them in these matters. In Jesus' name, amen.